USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A New York man is reportedly under arrest on terror-related charges at JFK Airport. The man was planning on flying overseas to join the Taliban, but there was no immediate threat to the New York City area. Apparently, FBI agents did have the man under surveillance for an extended period of time. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi met with New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, also a Democrat. All indications are that the meeting went well between them and there's no rift. But make no mistake, according to Hogan Gidley, White House Deputy Press Secretary, AOC is the new leader of the Democratic Party.
She is the face of the Democrat Party, whether she's going around with her squad on the front pages of newspapers, many of your websites. Her leftist radical agenda is in the fore in the Democrat Party. There is no doubt about that. She's running the show.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180 square mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
A private event involving Vice President Mike Pence ends up costing the public. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
A Colorado sheriff says the private fundraiser that featured Vice President Pence ran up a huge tab for local public law enforcement. Pitkin County Sheriff Joe DeSalvo says no one connected to the fundraiser is talking to him about the $24,000 cost that was connected to the Pence visit to Aspen on Monday. DeSalvo telling the Aspen Daily News he's not through asking for the money, which he believes should be paid by Pence's fundraiser organizer, because he says the vice president's appearance was for purely political reasons and not public.
Federal investigators apparently learned about elements of the college admissions cheating scandal several years ago, but failed to connect the dots. According to the Los Angeles Times, a Miami businessman who was just convicted of federal health care fraud also had connections to Rick Singer. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump is blasting New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio over those water-dousing attacks on NYPD officers. The president is calling de Blasio a bad mayor and blaming the incidents in which people have thrown buckets of water on police tragic. Ed Mullins is a police union president in New York City. He joins Fox News and believes
what we're seeing now is an effect on the cops in the street who are hesitant to get involved, specifically on minor crimes. So we look at the bucket of water incident, and if those officers had, you know, taken action, which we all seem to think that they should have taken action, but we're second guessing them, they have to wonder to themselves, what happens if an individual gets hurt? What happens if someone gets killed in the process? Just like we see in the Gardner case, and this department does not back them. We have a video going around now of officers verbally being abused on a subway train. That's disorderly conduct. That's an arrestable offense. And this is becoming an epidemic in the NYPD. But this stems from failed policies. You know, we're days now since these videos started to appear, and the information that the department has put out has been nothing more than informative as to what the laws are.
And Apple is paying $5 billion to buy the majority of Intel's 5G smartphone modem business. The deal was announced on Thursday and includes intellectual property and equipment from Intel. This means we can expect Apple to be producing 5G modems for its smartphones. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.